I have just two more interviews to run. Five down, two to go in this special series of the Public Relations Podcast. Today we are crystal ball gazing about AI and talking about the future of PR as well. So this is this special interim series I'm running, whereby I'm running the bits of interviews I never managed to fit into the last series in series five. Today's clips are from a chat I had with Jaron Boss from PR.co earlier this year. And Jaron is a real forward thinker, and that made him really fascinating to chat to. So I'm going to play you those other bits that never went out in the last series in a few seconds' time. Before I do that, though, it is worth saying that after these two final interviews, we'll then have reset the plate, basically, for the next series, which is going to start in late September, early October. There's going to be a few weeks break, and then I'm going to be introducing this whole new format. I think it's going to be so much more fun, a lot more interesting, and more importantly, more useful for you in your PR and comms work than anything that I've done before. And so I'm really excited about that. The first 6 weeks already booked up with guest hosts, in fact, who's going to be digesting PR campaigns and moments with me. It is filling up really fast, but I still want you on. If you get my newsletter, it's a free newsletter, by the way. If you get that, then you will know that I'm not looking for thought leaders. You might be a thought leader, but I'm not looking for them. I'm looking for real people who are hands-on with PR, who can bring different perspectives to things. So whatever your speciality is, I really want to get you on. So if you want to grab a slot and you are a frontline comms worker, then head to thepublicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com, and click on the link at the top, which simply says guest. It's got all the details about the format and how you can get yourself booked onto the show as well. So as I say, we've got, two interviews left to go of this series. Let me talk about this one. This is with Jaron. And Jaron, as I say, is the CEO of PR.co, which is an online newsroom platform where companies use it to basically list stuff that's going on about them so that journalists can see this stuff online from an SEO point of view and also find out answers and get in contact with them. And it's basically about inbound PR. But what I love about Jaron is the fact that he's such a forward thinker about PR. And it's the reason why I broke the usual rule whereby you have to be hands-on in PR to get him on the show earlier this year, because he's a businessman. He's running a platform for PR people rather than actually being doing the campaigns himself directly. But he's still such an interesting chap that this is why I got him on, because it was really good conversation. So these are the bits that didn't go in that last series because I couldn't get them all in. So this is Jaron. Let's play this now, and I'll give you a few more thoughts after I've played that.
For sure. We've also been brainstorming and just been talking about it so much. Like, what does this mean for the industry? You know, it's really funny to see like the things people come up with. It can be like really dystopian. It can be like we never have to work ever again kind of stuff. It goes all over the place. A really funny thing I saw the other day was like a small startup that's also doing something for PR, basically released a new functionality to that tool, which was, we just create your whole press release for you. All you have to do is pick your topic from a dropdown, and we'll just have a press release for you. And you can just send it to anyone you'd like. It's done.
Yeah, and I tried that in ChatGPT.
There's I offered to write
a press release about ChatGPT, and it was nothing particularly exciting about it. It was very sort of bland, but the format and everything, it did it all. So yeah, the potential. Yeah,
it's definitely groundbreaking what's happening. Like, that's for sure.
Where do you think that will go? So we've got that. We've got the baseline. It can write a press release. What's in your crystal ball that you think it could go to?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. So the thing that I'm like really, that really boggles my mind is, okay, imagine it can write your emails, for example.
Yes.
So you would write emails automatically, send that out.
Yeah.
But the recipient side might also be reading those emails as a ChatGPT AI kind of program.
And
responding to it. So how many times will emails be sent back and forth before somebody actually steps in as a human? That's like something I've been thinking about lately that blows my mind.
What do you mean,
we could end up in a situation
sifting through all those emails. You could actually have AI basically assessing an AI press release to decide whether it's worth running.
Yeah, in theory, that could be a thing that could happen. But the fact, the question, of course, is where would that go? Where would that end up?
Yes.
And also for ourselves, like for PR.co, what I just mentioned, like SEO is like a big thing in inbound PR, just because the newsroom can really answer a lot of questions that people might have, not just the press, but anyone, like customers or partners, stakeholders of the company. But the same goes actually for ChatGPT. If you want an AI program that reads everything that's out there on the web, to be knowledgeable about your brand, about what you're doing, you have to get it out there and have to have a place where it's all perfectly laid out and perfectly explained. So like it never before was having a good public facing newsroom as important as it is.
Right, I'm going to ask you some sort of quickish fire questions. These are questions that listeners keep asking or issues that keep bringing up. So I'm just interested in your perspective on this. Is there ever a good time to not do PR and stay quiet? The reason I say this is I had an episode where someone from a government around the world asked about the fact that as a government body, they always seem to be attacked, whatever they try and put out. And the point I was making to them was that if the brand is not getting worse, if you're not permanently under attack, then sometimes it may not be worth putting out a message. But if you do need to get a message to achieve something, or if the situation is getting worse, then you do have to think about PR. You got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I would say it could be indeed the case that you don't per se put something out there or push something out there in some cases. But having the content out there for people to find and to read and to consume if they are looking for it will always be essential and will always be critical. And no matter what happens, like there's a lot of stakeholders and people out there that might deal with a government like that or need information regarding certain topics. And then you want to have those answers out there and have those things answered. If you then don't answer it that way, if they like in an inbound way, that could be always problematic, I would say.
And the final question was, if there was a magic wand that could fix a problem with making companies appreciate PR and value PR as an industry, what would it be? What would be that thing that it would need to do? How could the world appreciate PR in 2023?
Yeah, like so, something we always say is like PR has a PR problem and it has had that for a long time. Like if you would ask a random stranger on the street about PR, the first thing they think about is just like what is spin doctoring and influencing and spinning truths to something else. And yeah, I think that the image that it has is probably if you could get rid of that and have people see it again as I think a lot of people are really trying to do and to achieve with PR, that would really help in my mind. Just if you look back at what PR was like always set out to be, and if you read it in old history books, what PR was supposed to become, then if it can be go back to that, then that would solve a lot of problems.
What do you think is what PR should be? Your own view.
Yeah, really, I mean, like informing and educating the public about who you are and why you exist as a brand or as an organization, and keeping people informed. So like where marketing is really about getting leads in, selling products and activating people, PR should really be about educating and informing people.
So that was Jerome Boss, the CEO of PR.co. What did you think? What do you think is the future of PR? Where's it going to go? I've certainly got my ideas. I've talked about them a bit in the past on the show, and it's something that we're going to be discussing in detail, I'm sure, in Series 6 as well, as we get into that at the beginning of October. Also, looking at the tools that we can use from an AI point of view as well. There's so many of them out there at the moment. So it's going to be really interesting to chat to my guest hosts each week and find out what they're using and what they're discovering as well. And getting your ideas as well. It's going to be a really interactive show. In the meantime, don't forget the newsletter. It is completely free, as I mentioned a bit earlier. It is at thepublicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com. And just click on the newsletter link. You'll find it there where I sum up every week my thoughts, my takeaways from the people that I've been chatting to. Don't forget also to put your slot as a guest on Series 6 as well. Head to the Public Relations Podcast as well, the website, and just click on the guest link. You will find that all there. As you can tell, I'm pretty excited about Series 6. I think it's going to be really interesting, and I'm so looking forward to getting that underway. In the meantime, though, whatever you are up to this week, as always, have an awesome week. And I'll speak to you next week for the final episode in Series 5.4.